This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. The opposition in Turkey appears to have won back control of the country's largest city, Istanbul, after local elections seen as a test of the popularity of the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. From Istanbul, Mark Lowen reports.
It seemed to be unimaginable, but Turkey's opposition candidate looks like he's done it, taking control of the country's economic powerhouse, Istanbul. It went down to the wire last night. The governing AK Party candidate, a former prime minister, himself claimed victory here, prematurely. There is a Turkish saying, whoever wins Istanbul wins Turkey, and losing this city will be an agonizing blow to President Erdogan. But his pain didn't stop there. In the capital Ankara, the opposition celebrated a win after a quarter of a century, gaining several other cities too, as the tide turns in their favour.
Facebook is removing nearly 700 pages and accounts it says are linked to India's main opposition Congress Party. It comes just 10 days before voting begins in the country's general election. Electra Naismith reports.
Facebook's head of cybersecurity policy, Nathaniel Gleischer, said the target was what he called coordinated inauthentic behaviour, fake accounts where people deliberately hid their identities to mislead others. He said Facebook had uncovered 687 pages and accounts in India, all linked to an IT cell belonging to the Congress Party. Sample posts promoted views of Congress Party candidates and criticised the governing BJP. It's rare for Facebook to take action against a prominent political party in a country where it has over 300 million users. But Facebook stresses it's targeting behaviour rather than content.
South Africa's Minister of International Relations, Lindiwe Sisulu, says the government is doing everything within its power to ensure that people are safe following attacks on foreign nationals in the coastal province of KwaZulu-Natal. Last week, dozens of people, many from Malawi, were forced from their homes by angry mobs. The UN Commissioner for Human Rights has accused Brunei of trying to implement cruel and inhuman laws after it said gay sex and adultery would soon be punishable by death. Michelle Bachelet has urged the country to abandon the planned changes, which are due to come into force on Wednesday. The new measures would also introduce public flogging for abortion and amputation for theft. The Sultan of Brunei has described the legislation as a great achievement. A Roman Catholic group in Poland has posted pictures of priests burning fantasy books they consider sacrilegious, including the Harry Potter and Twilight novels. The SMS from Heaven Foundation claimed biblical justification for its actions. BBC News.